I'm currently employed as the superintendent of Wrangell Public Schools, and I'm running for the hospital board.
Have you ran for any other boards in the past?
I currently serve on the Chamber Board of Directors, and that's probably my big one. I've been a member of the Children's Place Board of Directors when I was up in South Central Alaska. And so I generally try to be involved in a community when I move to a community.
What made you decide to run for the hospital board?
You know, there are some intrinsic relationships between the hospital, the medical community, and particularly the high school right now, as well as the district overall. We are re-establishing our CNA program. Last count, we had 4 students that were enrolled in CNA. In the district, we also are constantly looking at contracting for such thing as occupational therapy and physical therapy. Actually, this year we're contracting with the hospital for OT. But also, as we look at the potential for establishing an ANSEP facility out the road at the former Wrangell Institute site, that would result in increased population and an increased need for services here within the community. So looking down the road, there's a number of education-related topics that are germane to being intimately associated with what's going on in the local medical community, particularly the hospital.
What are some issues being on the hospital board you'd hope to tackle?
Well, I would like to continue to have that discussion about what a new facility would look like and what the capacity of it would be, and incorporating some of the things I've already discussed into a new facility. So how would our CNA program fit in to a new hospital? Could it be expanded? Are there other opportunities for medically related education in a facility? And, you know, I know that one of the things that was discussed about the ANSEP facility was senior housing out at the Wrangell Institute as well. Well, there's a natural marriage there, or a natural relationship with CNA students possibly interning within a senior housing facility. So I just think there's a lot of opportunities that would present themselves if we had the kind of development that we've been talking about here in Wrangell.